Welcome to the Stallion Scoop. I'm Gavin Aiken.
And I'm Brennan Gibson. Today we are looking ahead to the NBA season.
This year's offseason was easily the craziest one of all time. When Paul Millsap, a perennial all-star, leaves his team to join an up-and-coming star like Nikola Jokic in Denver, and it isn't even in the top 10 most important offseason moves, you know things have changed. The question is now, which team won the offseason?
I think the Warriors made a great move in signing Nick Young. They added another shooter to come off the bench while keeping every important player from their championship run last year. Young led the team in scoring with 23 points in their first game, despite playing only 26 minutes. Realistically, do you think there are any teams that can challenge Golden State this year?
You know, if any team's going to challenge Golden State, I think it's going to have to be the Cavs. I know that's the boring pick, but they've improved their depth, they finally got the playmaking off the bench they've desperately needed, and it seems like this will finally be the year where they embrace the full shift into small ball with Kevin Love starting at center. I still think that the Warriors have the serious edge, but the Cavs are only one injury away from seriously competing.
The Cavs are almost a lock to win the Eastern Conference, but in the Western Conference, the Spurs could pose a threat to the Warriors. Kawhi Leonard is getting better every year, and you can never bet against Greg Popovich. The team might be getting old, but they have a history of winning and are always in the conversation.
Well, we've talked about the teams that will be around the top. Let's switch it around and discuss the have-nots instead. Which team do you think will underperform the most based on their expectations?
I'm still not sold on the 76ers. They have a promising young team. I think Ben Simmons will win Rookie of the Year, and they might sneak into a low playoff spot, but people are placing expectations way too high. They have no chance of advancing past the first round with such an inexperienced squad, and they need to make sure Joel Embiid and Markel Fultz stay healthy before they can discuss making a serious run.
Well, in my opinion, the Timberwolves are really going to struggle this season. As good as Jimmy Butler is, there's still gaping holes in this roster that have gone unfulfilled. One of the most underrated parts of Zach LaVine's game was his stellar three-point shot, and without him to space the floor, this team's going to have to work through cramped spaces. I may be proven wrong, but I can't see a team with bad spacing and bad defense even sniffing the playoffs in the West, even with this team's undeniable talent.
With so many all-stars in new places and the uncertainty of rising players, this season promises to be an exciting one. One last question. Who do you see winning the MVP?
I think it's going to be Kawhi Leonard. With the exception of last year, most MVPs have finished in the top three of their conference and be the unquestioned alpha dog on their team. Looking at the NBA's top 10 players according to ESPN, only one player on that list has a team that is projected to be in the top three of its conference while also not having any teammates ranked in the top 20. That player is the Claw.
I see Giannis Antetokounmpo winning it this year if the Bucks can take one of the top three spots in the East. He is poised for a great year after scoring 37 in his opener, and he has undeniable talent and athleticism. If his skills translate to wins, he will be at the top of the list of MVP candidates.
Well, that does it for the Stallion Scoop. Until next time, don't forget to ride for the brand.